You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
You know what? We got to get to this, Chelsea. Not only do we have Double D's college football producer parlay coming up, you got a ton of bets. I got a ton of bets. Let's get to it and find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
All right, Chelsea. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of listening to you be down in the dumps because you're a winner. You're good enough. You're smart enough. And I feel a hot weekend coming on for you. So give us your best bet.
Yeah. So let's hope. I'm going to go with Merrill Kelly over his strikeout prop today. Over 5.5 strikeouts for minus 110 for my best bet. Here's the thing. Merrill Kelly has been red hot in the props market when it comes to strikeouts. He's hit this number in 8 of his last 9 games. Guess who he gets today? The San Francisco Giants, who over the last 30 days, are striking out the most in all of baseball, striking out almost 28% of the time. He's already faced the Giants, just faced the Giants and hit this number. So I think at minus 110, this is a solid play for a guy who can dial up the strikeouts against a bad San Francisco lineup. So let's go Merrill Kelly over 5.5 strikeouts for minus 110 for my best bet.
Chelsea, for my best bet of the day, back from the dead, we got to talk to Runline Jenkins.
Runline Jenkins is back. I bet on the run line last night with the Giants, and the good Lord blessed me with a win. Now, people always say to me, run line, why don't you bet on the money line? I have bet on the money line, and I've been a winner on the money line. But you sound like my third wife always nagging on me. Why don't you leave me alone and let me make my money? Ain't nobody talking to you in the first place, baby. I prefer to bet the run line. I'm gonna do it again. Red Sox at the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays minus 200. Red Sox plus 165. Total set at 7. Nick Pivetta taking on Alek Manoah. All over the first 5 run line. Alek Manoah has given up more than 2 runs. Has not given up more than 2 runs in a game since August the 16th, 6 weeks. He's faced Boston 3 times this season. He's given up only 4 earned over 20 innings. Conversely, Nick Pivetta, you're going to back Nick Pivetta here? Go right ahead. He's given up at least 3 runs in his last 3. In 3 outings against Toronto this season, he's allowed 9 earned in 10 and a third innings.
My abacus says that's almost a running inning. Worth the fade.
Perfect run line play. I'm on it. Blue Jays first 5 run line minus 135 at BetMGM.
Ooh. All right. So we've got to roll through this because we got a lot of bets to get to. So now let's get to the 8-ball.
Holy crap. Magic 8-ball.
All right, 8-ball. We got to get rolling. So let's get this on the first try. 8-ball, do we like the strikeout prop on Merrill Kelly over 5.5 strikeouts tonight against the San Francisco Giants? 8-ball says, very doubtful. Love that.
Okay. Go right ahead, 8-ball. Give us another loser if you want.
All right. First 5 run line for run line Jenkins over here. We're going to go with the Blue Jays first 5 run line against the Red Sox. 8-ball, do we like it? Without a doubt. Of course.
Oh, I don't even care, 8-ball. You can support me all you want. I don't care. I don't care about you. In fact, I almost care less about you than I do the donkey, which is saying something. If you want to watch Chelsea shake up the old 8-ball, give us a shot on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/BetQL. That's twitch.tv/BetQL.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Chelsea, before we get to the rest of your bets and mine, let's bring in Double D, the legend. He's got a college football producer parlay for us, Double D, and monster odds on this one.
And now it's time for the producer's parlay on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Time to get off the porch. Big dogs eat, big dogs eat. Let's go. Wake Forest. These are all on the money line. Wake Forest at Florida State. I've got Wake Forest. I've got Kentucky at Ole Miss. I've got Kansas versus Iowa State. And I've got Indiana at Nebraska. And for the spreads, I've got Arkansas covering the plus 17 and Texas Tech covering the plus 7.5. For overall odds, just under plus 1950. $25 bet gets you almost $5,000.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go. Let the big dog eat. Almost 200-to-1 odds. Put a buck on it. Put $5 on it. You don't want to be left out if it doesn't hit. And Double D knows his college football. Chelsea, I can't keep wasting time here. You are going big this weekend, so let's keep it going. What do you got?
Whew, sticking in baseball, going to go with a walks prop for Nick Pivetta of the Boston Red Sox. Over 1.5 walks. He's hit this in 6 straight. Toronto comes in with the 7th highest walk rate in all of baseball. And also in the other times that he has faced Toronto, he's had 3 walks, he's had 4 walks, and he has had 4 walks. So yes, this is a very specific prop, but I believe it's minus 110. Both ways. So I'm going to go with the over. Nick Pivetta over 1.5 walks tonight against the Blue Jays.
Elsa, I'm going to let you keep on going. I have one more bet. It's in college football, but blow through. You don't even have to blow through them. We got a little time here. So give us your bets. I'll drop mine in and we'll head to the Donkster.
I have so many. I'm trying to decide which ones to actually play. But sticking with a prop here, going to go to the NFL where I like Josh Allen over his passing yardage prop of 282.5. For minus 120 over at BetMGM. He's hit this in every game. Now he gets a Ravens secondary that has given up the most passing yards of any defense in the NFL. Do you think that spells, you know, anything good for Josh Allen in this passing attack? Because one thing is true, that the Bills, even when they're up by a ton, even when they're losing, the constant is they're constantly throwing the ball with Josh Allen. And why wouldn't they? So 282.5, I think, is a gettable number for Josh Allen. Heading to college football, me and Double D are going to be on the same side in this one. Going to go Wake getting the 7 on the road at Florida State. I think Wake Forest has the prolific offense that can hang with anybody. The fact that you put up over 40 points against one of the most talented defenses in the entire college football world in Clemson, yeah, I'll take the 7 points, a full touchdown for Wake. Let's go Wake. So I think I'm going to cut it off there. I think I'm going to go with just those few bets.
That's it? Chelsea, I was expecting like 9-10 bets, going big or going home. But still, that's a pretty strong slate there. And I like that you're balancing it across a couple different sports. I have one more bet for you, and this is going to be in college football. I talked about it earlier. But I'm going to go Texas A&M, Mississippi State, under 45 points. These are a couple of very good defensive teams. Well, maybe I should rephrase that. The A&M offense just cannot move the football. It doesn't matter who is playing quarterback for these guys. They just don't do it. And then conversely, the Texas A&M defense is exceptional, particularly in the secondary, which is what Mississippi State wants to attack. And Mike Leach will try to do that. He hates Texas A&M, but I don't think he's going to be able to do that. This is going to be one of those slog fests, grind it out, maybe the last team to have the football. This total set at 45, I still think it's too high. Let's go under Aggies versus the Dogs in Starkville and cash with some college football.
Whew, I'm out of breath. We did a lot of picks on this show.
We did do a lot of picks.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.